Your turn.
It's on the board.
Okay, I'm really glad. Because this is going to be a really hard gossip. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Week was a follow-up. I found a pattern in that this week's readings state some very specific do's and don'ts for human behavior. The Ten Commandments seem to have become outdated in our modern society. The very idea of thou shalt not bear false witness, covet, commit adultery, or kill appear to have gone by the social wayside. We need only to listen to the news or watch TV in prime time to realize that the commandments have somehow lost their significance. This modern day philosophy seems to be more of a if it feels good, do it attitude. Television and movie producers and social media have taken more than their fair share of poetic license or freedom of speech. They have seemingly relaxed, changed, or revised those standards that were addressed in today's readings. And those commandments were literally written in stone. So whose guidelines are we as Christians supposed to follow? We could say, that was then and this is now. Times have changed. Get with the program. Or don't be so old-fashioned. This is where free will enters the scene. We were made in the image and likeness of God. If I recall correctly, that was my catechism question number 10 in my Catholic school grade 2. Those words were memorized and spit back upon demand. It wasn't until much later that I began to think and to question just what that actually meant. God created each of us individually, uniquely, for a purpose. Sometimes, though, I have to question why he used perfectly good protoplasm on robbers and kidnappers and murderers and stuff. I've come to realize and believe that their purpose is to make us aware of the good that results from those negative happenings. I feel certain that each person here today has experienced some personal setback, hurtful situation, even tragedy, a dark time in your life. But here you are. You live through it. You are stronger and wiser for having experienced it. And that's good. Perhaps you felt the prayers and compassion of family, friends, even strangers who opened up to you to comfort, console, advise, or befriend you. Perhaps, too, with your having experienced those problems, you are now in a position to offer some support to others who are also in need, and that is very good. Remember, if he brings you to it, he will bring you through it. How cool is it that the same God who created the mountains and the oceans and the galaxies and puppies looked at you and thought that the world needed one of you? We must examine our own set of values, and then let these values be known to the children in our lives. Review the Beatitudes. They emit perhaps a more positive approach rather than all the thou shalt nots. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. And if you haven't read already, on the back of the bulletin way at the bottom is a very fitting addition to what I just composed. Ships do not sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down. Give it to God. Let him navigate your troubled waters. Remember, he walked on water. He parted the sea. And as we say in our cancer prayer, with God, all things are possible. I'd like to close with the prayer to St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
I love that boat analogy.